right, well, let's get into the Word. Tonight is our last night of this particular study, and I know that we'll have more times like this again, and I'm so glad that each of you have stuck with the plan and been with us over the weeks, and perhaps you've not been able to come, and I'm really glad to see you here tonight. We've been talking about the power of being a woman, and our journey has taken us a few different rabbit trails. We found out that that there's power in our beauty, that God desires us to be beautiful and not just glamorous with the lipstick and the hair and the clothes, but the inward beauty is what He's looking for. And when we have that inward beauty, then we just resonate on the outside. We talked about the power of lean, how leaning on Him, there's power found in leaning on Christ and not trying to do things on our own and in our own ability, but falling back into His arms and allowing Him to strengthen us. And last week, what did we talk about last week? I forgot about it. What's in your hands? That was so good. Was that good? I got blessed last week. That was good. What's in your hands? We decided at the end of that, if you weren't here, well, we talked about what's in your hands and how there was numerous stories within the Bible where people, God used the common things, the things that people probably never even thought to use as perhaps a spiritual weapon or whatever, but He used those things to bring victory. There was a woman, Jael, who a captain of an army came into her tent, and he was an enemy, and so he came into her tent. He fell asleep. She covered him up, and she took a tent peg and a hammer and nailed his head to the ground, and victory was won through her hands because of her leaning in on God. Help me, what do I do? And He gave her direction. She knew how to use a hammer, and she knew how to use that peg, and so she used them. David and Goliath, you know, David, he was just a little shepherd boy, but he had a sling and a stone. Saul wanted him to put on his armor and to use his sword and to go out there, but David was not familiar with that. He was familiar with the sling. So that's what he used, and he came running after that big old giant and whirled that one stone, knocked that guy dead, and then took the sword and cleaned his head off his shoulders. So we all have something in our hand, and we just a Holy Ghost word. One of the ladies posed a question because her group had asked, you know, what's in your hand, and they were all stumped, and I too had to agree that I had been meditating on the same thing. Lord, what's in my hand? I know You've called me to do, but what is that thing, you know? And so I was stumped at that moment, and I had, like I said, I'd been meditating on it. But when they asked the question, I believe it was just a God-inspired thing that, now I can't remember what it was. It was time released. What did I say? At the appointed time. You know, we all have things within us that God... I wasn't expecting to say this, so I've kind of lost my thoughts. I'm just going here. We all have deposits that have been made in us all along the way. And when we rely on God, then those deposits have opportunity to come forth. When we rely on ourselves, then we're just like frantic trying to figure out what we're going to do. We can't, you know. But when we lean back on God, then all of a sudden, those things come out, and we can be a blessing to others. We can apply and we can help. So we all have something on the inside of us. And those things come through our time in the Word, spending time with God, spending time in fellowship and prayer with Him. Times like this where we come together, rubbing shoulders with each other, iron sharpening iron. So I'm pleased that we've had this opportunity to be together. So tonight I'm going to be talking about, I said the power of now. I'm not sure. It's kind of, I've got lots of things I want to say. So if I, get a little befuddled, I won't. Because in Jesus' name, We've got clarity here. So we'll say it's the power of now. God is a God of now. He says in Hebrews 1 that now faith is. Now faith is. It's not tomorrow, if not it was, but now faith is. And in Webster's dictionary, it says that now means at this present time or moment. So when we apply our faith, it's now, at this present time, at this moment, faith is. And then Hebrews 11:6 says, but with faith, it is impossible to please God. Maybe I'll use the other mic. So we want to have God activated in our now. And if we want Him to be in our now, then we must have faith in our now, right? It goes on to say that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And God faith, God hope, is not, I'm wishing, I'm hoping, you know, maybe. No, God hope is a confident expectation. And that brings it right into now. I've got it now. I confidently expect it now. Okay, I'm back on. Great. Okay. So I want to experience God in the now. That's what my hope, what my confident expectation is. If we're going to work on God's timetable, then we need to flow in the now. So what's your expectation? What are you expecting from God? Are you confident that He's going to deliver when you pray or when you apply faith to something? Are you confident that God is going to take care of that He's working on your behalf? Proverbs says that your expectation will not be cut off. When you expect in God, you will not lack. You will not be disappointed, another translation says. And then in Romans it says that we will not be disappointed. When we expect, we will not be disappointed. How many have you ever been disappointed when you put your trust in man? I know sometimes I have played scenarios in my mind, and I think, okay, this is how it's going to go. This is what they're going to say, and I know they're going to do that. You know, they know I like this, and so I want to get it. I know it. And then I'm so disappointed. My expectation was cut off. But in God, you never, never, never are left disappointed. God always pulls through. God always does what He says. He always hears us when we pray, and He always answers. And so, just in thinking about God's timetable, I was meditating on that and trying to get, you know, really, really clear. And I'm not sure that I'm there, but God's timetable is of course, when we pray, it's now. I mean, He's actively at work now. And, you know, we live here in this earthly realm. There's scriptures that say, and we'll get to those, that talk about the appointed time. I think that our prayers and things sometimes are time released. You know how you take a cold capsule and they're time released. So as you go about the day, a little bit of the medicine comes out, helps you in that moment. A little bit more comes out. And you say you take it every 4 to 6 hours. So all during that time, there's time-released things that are going on. God works that way. There's time-released things that are constantly going in our life and all around us as we set our sight and our affection on Him. And sometimes, just like a cold capsule, you really don't know that it's working. You can't see it working. You know, you can't see it. The package says it does, and sometimes you're wondering if it does, because sometimes those symptoms are still hanging around. But there's these time release, and bit by bit, the picture all starts coming together, and you start seeing, wow. You know, you look back, God was with me that whole time. He was working on that, and I didn't even know it. So, that's one aspect of how God works. I want to say tonight, just right off, that I just really feel that now is the time. I don't know what you're going through, what's happened in the past, or what you're facing in the future, but now is the time. Now is the time for answered prayer. If you feel like, gosh, you know, I've prayed and I haven't seen anything happen, just hold steady and rejoice and watch God move on your behalf. Now's the time. Now's the time for breakthrough, for pushing through barriers and the restraints that have tried to hold you captive. Now's the time for break free, to leave behind things that have held you captive, that have held you bound. I know I have talked numerous times, and, you know, perhaps for some of you, you may think it's a trite thing and not much, but I really had a couple of areas that I was bound in. I was bound in inferiority. I was bound in anger. And God really, has done a work in my life and has set me free in those areas, where I can go up to strangers, you know, I can go to people and feel confident in who I am, and I can communicate. And the anger was mostly applied in my home to my kids. When I was raising my kids, you know, they were just like, oh, fry my brain. And I would not react like I should. I'm like, oh, Jesus, you know, I would just pray and pray and pray. But God did a work. God did a work, and it's been years. I don't go there anymore, because God has worked in my life. So there's things that maybe you just think that's just normal, but when you really look at it through the eyes of Christ, you'll find that maybe there are some things that have held you captive, that have kept you bound and kept you restrained from being all in and being all that God's called you to do. Now is the time to be free. Now is the time to walk free of that and to be set at liberty. The Word says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen? Amen? So if that's true, then now we can put our faith in that. Now faith is, I'm walking free. I'm walking free. I don't care what those symptoms feel like. I believe in the name of Jesus that there are time release things that God's just working in me. These deposits are working in me. I'm growing stronger. I'm standing taller. I'm victorious. I'm no longer held and snared by these circumstances or by this lack of whatever in my life. That does not define me anymore. But I'm walking free of that. And that's what God has us. And you know, I love Philippians 2:13. And this is in the Amplified. And it says, it's not in your own strength that we're set free. For it is God who is all the while, He's effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. So it's Jesus Christ that works in us effectually, continually. He's working in us, and it's not our own strength. There's nothing that I could have done in myself. When I was home with my kids, you know, I would cry out to God, and I'd say, okay, I've got this together. I've got it together. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to lash out. I'm not going to be ugly. And I would literally suppress I think I would suppress, you know, and so it would just kind of settle back down in me, and I'd go for a time, and I'd be doing really good, like, oh, wow, yeah, glory, I got it, you know, I got this under control, glory to God. And then one of my children, oh my goodness, and I'm just like a lion or whatever, you know, and I'd lash out, and I would just feel so horrible at that moment. Because I really thought, wow, I've got it conquered. But I was doing it in my own self. And then I came to realize, is that back again to this time release thing, as I'm reflecting back and during that time, is God was working on me all that time too, you know? I still, my flesh had not submitted, but God was, you know, I was tender to the Spirit. I was tender to the Word and to God and wanted to flow and walk in love. And those times would get longer and further apart, you know, so that the time released would come. And there came a time when that flare-up never came again. Like, wow, you know, the very same things that would just split my lid, they were gone. It just didn't faze me anymore. And I would embrace and I could love and I could talk civilly and I could respond as God would respond. So God wants to work in us. It's in His strength. So if we catch that quick enough, then we don't have to strive anymore. We don't have to labor over it anymore. We just rest in Him. We just lean back in Him because we know that He is taking care of it for us. And He's all the while. All the while, when you think He isn't, He's always there. All the while working in us, washing us, cleansing us, restoring us, healing us. He's just awesome that way. Praise God. And then it also says in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, at the latter portion, in the Amplified, it says, "The Word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on." So God's Word, when we have His Word, it's effectually at work in us, exercising superhuman power. So there's nothing you could do, but God just energizes us with superhuman power, infuses us with His might so that we can be overcomers. Praise God. God's the God of the breakthrough. No, years ago, Pastor Gary spoke a message about the breaker, the Messiah. It's a fabulous scripture in Micah 2:13, if you want to take notes. This is also in the Amplified. It says, "The breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through, pass in through the gate, and go out through it, and their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head." And I like what the Message Bible says. It says, "Then I, God, will burst all confinements and lead them out into the open. They'll follow their king, and I will be out in front leading them." Isn't that great? That He bursts through all confinements, and He takes us through where we thought we could never bust through that barrier, when we thought that we were locked in, and this is just how life was going to be forever. But our God goes before us, and He breaks through those confinements and bursts in on the scene, our head. So, you know, I just had the image of that, and just to follow His lead, hang on to His shirt tail. You know, sometimes you don't know where you're going. You ever been in the dark or you're with somebody and you don't know where you're going, so you just hang on. You're in a big crowd. Pastor and I, we've been in big crowds. And I'm just hanging on to Him and He's pulling me through because I can't see the big picture. But God sees the big picture. So hang on for the ride because He's got great things. And just a visual talking about the bursting through confinements, it just made me think of God as being a shield for us. But He takes the blows. He goes before us, and He takes the blows. And when He is that shield, then all the shrapnel, all the ammunition, all the arrows, the darts, the bullets, whatever the enemy's trying to get to us, He deflects all that. You know, it's really, really horrible to go through a minefield. or, you know, a bomb being thrown, and the shrapnel, you know, that kills people, just the shrapnel. You think, well, the bomb is one thing, but then I wasn't near the bomb, but the shrapnel, God, got it in the head, and I got it in the, you know, it just, but He deflects that all. He's our protection, our defender, and He's forever guarding and keeping us. So just, you know, a question I wanted to ask, is God at your head? Is He your head? Is He your leader? You know, you may think, well, yeah, sure He is. But I want us to really, as we're together, really take a moment to look inside us. And really, is He really? Am I really releasing these things to Him? You know, look what's around you. You know, are things changing, or how, you know, just start kind of being analytical in the spirit realm, you know, and do a little bit of a diagnosis and ask the Holy Spirit, you know, reveal to me, am I allowing You to be the King, the Lord, the head of my life? That's what He so desires to be. You know, He says He's our Father, Abba Father, Daddy God. And for those that are single, He says that He's our husband. You know, he cares about every aspect of our life, every stage of our life. He wants to be there. He's our provider. And so God wants to be right there on the scene with you. Hallelujah. So what about now? Is the Bible relevant for you now? There's answers to be found in the Word now. You know, my heart is really just to find His goodness and His power, and to allow Him to navigate and direct. I love when I hear His voice. You know, I love in the middle of the night, and when I'm waking up in the morning, when He talks to me, and I keep a notepad right by my bed. Because I'll write it down, and if I don't write it down, even though I think I'm meditating it all night long, you know, it's rolling over and over in me, sometimes I lose it. It's really important when God talks to you, just write it down, because those are spirit things, and they make a big difference. They're these deposits that God puts just gently in our hearts. So keep, you know, you gotta keep your phone there. Sometimes I text it to myself or type it in my notes, keep the notepad there. Sometimes I'm writing in the dark, and so I'm trying to gauge myself where I am on the page, and I've written on top of myself, and I'm like, oh geez, I just lost what He said because I wrote on top of myself. So I have a little flashlight. That's what I'll do. I'll keep my little flashlight there. But yeah, so God always wants to talk to us. And so I just, you know, that's really my cry for you women, is that we just know Him more, that we understand who God is and how He thinks and how He just truly comprehend the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of who He is and what He wants to do in us, because it's huge. He says, I think it's in Psalms or Proverbs, but it says that His thoughts are deep. His thoughts about us are deep. You know, when I think of my husband, I have really deep thoughts about him. And when I really go deep about how I feel, I get emotional. It makes me teary-eyed just because of how much I love him. And that's how God is about us. He loves us so much. And when he goes deep, and he's always deep, he sees each one of us. He sees our face. He sees our heart. He sees our life, our situations. And he cries for us. He loves us. And it says that Jesus, his Son, is forever interceding for us. Isn't that wonderful? We have an advocate to the Father. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have Jesus that's forever praying and bringing us before the Father. Don't forget Olivia. God, you see what's happening. Lisa, you see what's happening in their life. Oh, don't you hear? You hear Claudia? I hear her praying today, Lord. And he's constantly talking to the Father about us. So we have to put our faith and our trust in Him. You know, it's great. It's great to hear that. But there's got to be this thing that just ching, like a lock or whatever. You know how a lock turns. It just needs to bomb that deposit right on the inside of us, and let God just come alive in who we are. Amen. All right. So the Word tells us in Ephesians 2:20 that now, at this present time or moment, it says that Jesus, is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. Whatever you think you can imagine, whatever you think you'd ask for, God wants to do more. God's got more. He's a God of more than enough. His thoughts are big, His ways are big, and He just wants to pour out upon us. And the last part of that verse says, according to His power that works in us. So now He is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or think, according to the power that is worked within us. So how much power of God do we have in us? That power of God that's within us activates the immeasurably more. So let's just get God big on the inside of us and let Him be alive and His power just surging, energizing, strengthening, effectually at work in us, so that we are the ladies that God's called us to be. I love Psalm 42 in the Message Bible. It says that a white-tailed deer, this is in verse 3, it says a white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink God, deep draughts of God. I'm thirsty for God alive. You know, the Holy Spirit, you know, He's a Spirit. And I just love when I sense His presence. I drink Him in. I breathe Him in. You know, when Jesus created the earth, God spoke the Word, and that was Jesus. He said that they breathed life into man. The Holy Spirit breathed in. So you can just... You breathe in, you start sensing Him. Do you sense Him here right now? I sense Him here right now. And He wants to do something powerful in our lives right now. He wants us to drink deep, to come close, and to allow Him to work. And just setting aside our agenda and allowing God to work in us. Praise God. So as we talk about time, you know, God, the Ecclesiastes tell us that for everything that happens, there's a season, there's a right time. God has a right time for your life. And you may feel like, when's my time? When's my time? I don't see it. I don't see it. God has a time. And He's always on time. And He's never late, but always on time. Habakkuk says for us to write the vision, it's yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. What God has said, what God has declared, He said that He fashioned you, He knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and the plans that He has for you are for good and not for evil. So He has a plan for each one of us. And when we grab hold of that, you may not have clarity. You may not have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, a step-by-step plan, but when you grasp that God has something for you, then He's able to work in that, and that will come to pass when you yield to Him. You're my head, you're my lead, I'm following after you, and God wants to work in your life. All right, let me see. There was another really good scripture I wanted to read. All Oh, this is great. Okay, this is in Chronicles 2. It's 2 Chronicles 2 in verse 17. It was talking about King Jehoshaphat. He was at war with the Moabites and the Ammonites. And God told him there, he said that this battle is not yours, but it's mine. You know, and God says that we've been made more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. So the victory is already won. And we, you know, as we said, we're always trying to work it up. We're always trying to get our punch in. And God says that our weapons aren't of this world, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Our warfare is through Him. And in 2 Chronicles 17, it says to take your position. So I just want to tell you ladies tonight to take your position, stand still, and see the deliverance of the Lord who is with you. Amen. And fear not and don't be dismayed, but take your stand. Take your position. God has a place for you. Take your position. I like what the Living Bible says, stand still and see the incredible rescue operation God will perform. Some of us just need to be rescued. You just felt like, I just need help. I need help in here. Rescue, help me. God is here. Take your position. Take your place in Him and allow Him to be your rescue. Let His operation work in you and find deliverance and be set free. Amen. And of the virtuous woman, the woman of God who's steadfast in her faith, who stands in her position of authority, it says that strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. Amen. Each one of us are godly women. We have Jesus in our heart. So we can take our place. We can take our position with dignity and be secure. We don't have to be in trepidation. We don't have to be afraid, in fear, inferiority, or whatever. We don't have to be manhandled by anybody. But just take our place in God, and He's our shield. He's the breaker, the Messiah. Amen? And He'll guard us in the now. We'll get back to now. Well, praise God. We kind of went in a little different direction than what I had, but I think, praise God, I believe God, that was good for me. God talked to me. All right, well, let's pray. Father, we love You tonight. Lord, we just have heard the Word. Lord, even myself tonight as I've ministered the Word, Lord, that our hearts are for You. Our hearts desire You, Lord, to drink deep droughts of You, to come close to You as our shield, that You're the one, our lead, You're our King, You're our head, and that You are the breaker, the Messiah. Lord, all of what we've heard tonight, I believe that each one of us will receive by faith. Now faith is, at this very moment, at this very present time, Father, we have received Your Word. I thank You that it has been planted in our hearts, and that we'll meditate on Your Word, that we'll hide Your Word in our heart, just like Mary did, Lord, the things that the angel came and spoke to her about the virgin birth and about Jesus, her Son. Lord, she mulled over those. She hid those things in her heart. And they grew and they blossomed and she gave forth and she birthed. Father, I thank You tonight that You're strengthening each one of us as we take our stand, as we take our position. I thank You for strength for the day, strength for the journey. Lord, we have strength to conceive. Lord, what You've planted in us, what You've spoken in us, Lord, that we have strength to hang on to that, to contain it and to keep it within us. We have strength that You're giving us to carry that through, Lord God, that we don't the plans, the purposes, the things that you've talked to us about, that we don't cast it aside, but we carry that. And as an incubator, just as a mom, as a woman carries that child, you're giving us strength to carry. And I thank you that you're giving us strength to deliver. I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to see the flourishing of your goodness and grace, that we're going to walk free, we're going to walk tall, and we're going to walk in liberty in you, Jesus Christ. And we give you praise for that tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God.